The NDPC says it is stressed under government's freeze on employment. The commission says it lacks technical and administrative staff to undertake key functions. The Director General of the Commission, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, stated this when the Commission appeared before the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament yesterday. The Commission was quizzed on issues bordering on recruitment of national service personnel without approval, non-bonding of sponsored employees for further studies, payment of unearned salaries, and non-utilization of funds. Dr. Thompson spoke on the staff situation at the Commission, adding that the outfit is in the process of restructuring.
I think there's a general net freeze on employment. We have challenges in virtually all the categories, both the technical category and the administrative category. So as of now, we are also covered by that net freeze until situations like this where we have to go in and make provisions for that. We are still faced with serious shortfalls in skills. We don't have directors, for instance, for monitoring and evaluation. We don't have for policy precisely because of these. So we're actually quite stretched. Yes, we are in the process of actually developing a group of policies, and for a while now we haven't had these policies and frameworks to guide exactly what we do. So human resource planning now has become an integral part. The commission itself is in the process of restructuring. We've submitted to the commission, we are the secretariat, but the commission is of course is made up of the commissioners with subcommittees. We've submitted about 7 or 8 different policies to them for their review and approval.